Good morning. Vince Colonnais sitting alongside Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer in for the vacationing Mary Walter this morning. Tony, good morning, sir.
Hey, Vince. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. I want to jump into an issue that's near and dear to your heart, a show you're involved with.
Yes.
It's called Chain of Command, airing tonight, 9 p.m. on Nat Geo, the season finale, the 8th episode. And in this episode, we're going to get a sense of the men who were involved in operations in Niger before they were ambushed in October. For more on that now, though, we go to Scott Boggins. He's the showrunner of this show, Chain of Command. Scott, first of all, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Glad to have you here. And Scott, tell us about, first of all, this series, Chain of Command. What has it been about?
Chain of Command has been, for us, it's been a project that we've been working on for, since late 2016. National Geographic has been in discussions with the Department of Defense even well before that. We've been embedded with the U.S. military and our coalition partners throughout the world, watching the fight and actually documenting the fight against violent extremism. So we've been with units, as you had mentioned, in Niger, with this, with Third Group. We were in Afghanistan, Helmand Province. We've been in Mosul. And there has been a lot of reporting from a lot of these areas. What has been different with Chain of Command, however, has been we've been very character-driven in that we've been embedded with them for, you know, for weeks. We're in Mosul for close to 8 to 9, 10 weeks. And it's been different when you're with them for this amount of time. You know, there's a lot of relationships form and trust forms, and you begin to get a sense of who they are and what they do, and we're really documenting history.
And Scott, it's not only intimate, but it's also somewhat exclusive because, you know, Tony Schaefer was telling me off the air that, you know, this, the embeds have really ended. We remember during Iraq and Afghanistan, you had a lot of embedded correspondence. It's not really the case as much anymore, but this is, you're offering one of the few inside looks of our ongoing wars overseas.
It was through a lot of discussion. It was, you know, this is worlds that have never been really explored before, and we were very fortunate to be able to get the access. And access is, you know, certainly key. You know, the second and probably the most important is to be able to work and to be able to tell stories effectively. I mean, when you're in the room, you want to be able to focus on a particular character or two. And so they're just, you know, the men and women, that they're just not used
yep.
to cameras.
Right.
And so it takes a little time for them to get used to us and vice versa.
Well, Scott, you know, having been involved with this in those early discussions directly, I'm still amazed, and I'm just going to do the shout-out to you. You took this big bowl of spaghetti and all those characters, all that detail, and again, I think you deserve amazing credit as a showrunner to put this into a cohesive, amazing series. I mean, I got to tell you, I am amazed at the final product, and, you know, I've seen it from day one. And you know, we've seen in the early episodes ISIS hand grenades being dropped off drones within, rock throw distance of your crews out there. And now we're talking about coming up to the episode 8 here, talking about some things that happened in Africa. So it's amazing that you were able to lay this all out in an effective, cohesive way. And, you know, tonight's episode is going to be very much key to what you just said about characters.
Well, tell us about that episode tonight. What will we discover? I know the Pentagon is set to release its own report on what happened in that ambush last October. Tell us about some of the revelations that you have in the show about who these men were.
It was a process that it would took months in advance before Third Group, the Green Berets, were deployed to Niger. We first went to Fort Bragg to sit down with them, and like we have done with a lot of the various groups in the U.S. military, you sit down and you talk and see, you know, where you could start, and it was the same process with them. We went early on to Fort Bragg. We met up with a lot of their leadership there. And then slowly we began to be able to get in and to understand and see the story as it started to evolve. We filmed with Third Group before they went to Niger, actually, them preparing for the deployment. When we got to Niger, we were with the Third Group for a little over 2 weeks. And it was camp life. And it was a way for us to better understand, you know, their commitment, and who they were, and we were very fortunate to be able to, you know, to film with David Johnson, and understand and many others, and understand just, you know, who he was, right. And so that again, they were there because they are working with their partners on securing their borders and also training and everything, everything like that. So we again took it step by step, and we were with them for the 2 weeks. And of course, when the ambush happened, we were out of country at that point. And when the ambush had happened, it was just absolutely tragic.
How long after was the ambush from the time that you had seen them?
A few weeks.
Okay.
A few weeks. And you'll see in tonight's episode, you know, you can start to see how the events happen. You start to see, you know, because the Nigerians wanted, right. Needed help in establishing various bases close to the Mali border. And you see in tonight's episode how that process happened.
Yeah, and to that point, Scott, I mean, the Niger border has become a major crossroads in this fight against radical Islam and radical extremism. So I think that's one of the things which is very clearly illustrated by being there up close and personal with these folks.
Now, Scott, can I ask you, I know the Pentagon is set to release a report on what actually happened and how it all happened. Two parts. One, was your footage requested by the Pentagon at all in this investigation? And two, do you know that if the Pentagon is waiting until this episode airs tonight in order to release this investigation?
No, on both counts. We're working independently of the investigation. We are, you know, we are very fortunate to be able to work with them and get the access to tell stories. And the timeline for that is completely separate to, you know, to our broadcast schedule. And we were, you know, this tonight's episode was scheduled to air, you know, many, many weeks in advance.
Yes.
And we're, you know, we were shooting this episode and filming this episode literally up until, well, just a few weeks ago.
Right.
Basically,
well,
we were, you know, you'll see in the last 2 minutes of this episode, sort of a series summation where Marines that we were with Task Force Southwest, just returned from Helmand Province, and that happened in January. So there was many of those characters that we were embedded with even before their deployment.
Yes.
They came home.
Well, there's still a lot of fights going on out there, and you've documented them. You're doing a great service to the American public who needs to see them. The show is Chain of Command. It airs at 9 o'clock on Nat Geo tonight, the season finale involving that ambush in Niger and the men who were involved in the weeks leading up to it. Scott Boggins, thank you very much for the show and also for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Nice to have you.